peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for the sermon this morning is this Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah prophesies the coming of the Lord's Messiah, Jesus Christ. In this one passage, Isaiah talks about so many things, so many good things and desperately needed blessings that the Messiah brings. Included in Isaiah's rich imagery is this: the Messiah will bestow on the people beautiful clothing and adornments, garments from our God. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to grant to those who mourn in Zion to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Our God will do this. This gracious and glorious work, the work of clothing and adorning his people. The God whom Isaiah saw seated on a throne high and lifted up, the train of his own rich royal robes flowing down and filling the heavenly temple. The God who wraps himself in brilliant splendor with shining light and the stars themselves as his garment. Above him stand the mighty cherubim, themselves wrapped in fire and crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of his glory." In his presence, Isaiah found himself thoroughly unclean and utterly doomed. And yet, this same God has been clothing human wretchedness from the earliest days of the world. When our first parents, Adam and Eve, were banished from Eden in sin and nakedness and shame, attempting to hide behind trees and fig leaves, God himself clothed them. In mercy and compassion, he clothed them. And God, our Creator, continues to clothe us. He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members. He also gives me clothing and shoes and all that I have. In Isaiah 61, this work of God clothing his people is used as a metaphor for all of God's saving work through his Messiah. Before his coming, apart from his work, we had only gloomy garments of despair. We are soiled in sin, stuck in mourning, smeared with ashes, dingy with death. We are dressed in bedraggled clothing, emblazoned with words like "all done," "empty," "hopeless," "weak," "damned." Is the weight and gloom of 2020 really all that different than the thousands of years that came before? Dear friends, we live in a broken world, cursed by God because of our sin. These are the clothes that we must wear for a time. This gloom, this sin, this faintness of spirit. This is the holy working of God and his judgment. He has banished us from Eden. He has subjected us and the whole creation to futility and decay. We like to dress up in the midst of all this and strut about with pride. But God strips away sooner or later every glamorous garment and cute covering of human making. Way back at the other end of the book of Isaiah, back in chapter 3, God rebukes the vain attempts of his people to hide our own wretchedness. The Lord said, "Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk about with outstretched necks, glancing wantonly with their eyes, mincing along as they go, tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will strike. In that day the Lord will take away the finery of the anklets, the headbands and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets and the scarves, the headdresses, the armlets, the sashes, the perfume boxes and the amulets, the signet rings and nose rings, the festal robes, the mantles, the cloaks and the handbags, the mirrors, the linen garments, the turbans and the veils. Instead of perfume, there will be rottenness. And instead of a belt, a rope. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a rich robe, a shirt of sackcloth. And branding instead of beauty." We like to dress up and strut with pride. But God strips away sooner or later every glamorous garment and cute covering of human making. And yet, in spite of our foolishness, our shame, our pretension, our rebellion, our lack of praise and our lack of righteousness, and even because of these things, because of our great lack and our great need, Isaiah proclaims in our text this morning that God will send his anointed one, the Messiah, to dress us richly once more. He will take in hand cloth and scissors and thread and jewels. He will dress us in his own glory, holiness, righteousness, strength. He will dress us in joy and in praise. Jesus, our clothier, Jesus, the glorious haberdasher. Jesus, the tailor extraordinaire. Jesus Christ, the anointed of the Lord, came to us, not in his proper royal robes of heaven's throne room as Isaiah saw in his vision, but dressed as a servant. At his birth, our God came to us wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Instead of soft and silken stuff, he had but hay and straw so rough, on which as king so rich and great to be enthroned in royal state. In his earthly ministry, our Lord Jesus went about more like Lazarus than the rich man. Dear Jesus was not wrapped in purple cloth and linen, but in the cries of lepers, beggars, desperate mothers and fathers. He went about encircled, not with a jeweled crown, but encircled with masses of hungry, lost, and hopeless people. He was decked not with a velvet mantle, but with the blood-crimson stains of sinners, prostitutes, tax collectors, soldiers, Pharisees, you, me. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Arrested, he was dressed in a purple robe, only to be mocked and beaten and spit upon. Hail, King! And then, naked, covered only in streaming blood and dirt and shame, he was lifted up. The royal-robed God of Isaiah's vision, high and lifted up and seated on the throne of heaven, was now lifted up, enthroned in darkness and divine judgment, reigning even there from his cross of love, hanging before God and men, dressed in the sin and shame of all humanity, and then for a short time dressed in death itself and its trappings, a burial cloth, the garments of the grave, the garments of your grave, unimaginable, unthinkable. This was Jesus, the Messiah of God. But indeed, this was Jesus, the Messiah of God, the eternal Son of God, anointed by the Spirit to preach good news, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. And so, the eternal Son, with the power of an indestructible life, was raised to life again by the eternal Spirit with whom he was anointed, through the eternal will of the Father. And from that moment, from that morning, gloom and despair and faintness of spirit are on their way out of God's world. The days of gloom and mourning and faintness of spirit are numbered. They are no longer the fashion in the only kingdom that finally matters. In Jesus Christ, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Today Jesus Christ comes to you in his word to take from you and to hold for you your gloomy, grimy garments, and to stand you in front of a three-way mirror to check out your new clothes, to behold the rich and righteous, jeweled and joyous garments which he bestows on you, and which he will one day clasp about you forever. Take heart then, dear brothers and sisters. Though there be sin and gloom and faintness wrapped about you, in Jesus Christ, all of this is and will be removed, exchanged. In Jesus Christ, you stand clothed in beauty. You are wrapped in salvation, in righteousness, in songs of praise, in joy, and in God's love. God grant you eyes to see the splendid beauty of his Messiah's work for you, this day and always. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in this Christ Jesus. Amen.